Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
Yes. And today I'm again grateful for being able to be with you. I really enjoy you and I love being here. I want to thank God for another moment of being present. I have my arms stretched into the sky as I sit here in the beautiful Los Angeles in my seminar center. And it's just a beautiful day. There's so much beauty all around. And I want to talk about choosing the highest thought, you know, and so many times we're have this challenge between thoughts that come in. We have this I would say, big dilemma of what do I do with my thoughts? Because thoughts are not ours, you know, as thoughts just come in through this radio frequency. And a lot of times we start to think the thoughts are ours and we start to own them and we identify with them and we become the thoughts. And so I think it's a powerful message that every day when you make 1,000 choices, you choose what to wear, where to go, who to meet, what to eat, and what to do. Most of all, you choose what to think. One thing is for sure, today will not be any better than your thoughts. So if you're listening to this, write this down, put it on your wall. Today will not be any better than your thoughts. So choose your thoughts wisely. And choose the highest one to tune into. Because as you can only go as high as your thoughts, that by itself tells you how much power you have in the selection of the frequency. And we have an incredible discussion and show today coming up for us with Janet Richmond, who's going to go a lot more in depth into the frequencies of the higher self. So we're going to tune into that more deeply in a little bit. And when you look inside your mind and notice all of the thoughts, it's probably like, I mean, people have done estimations that your mind thinks at least like 25,000 thoughts an hour all through your life. So unless you're in some kind of a deep, powerful, special type of meditation or deep sleep or coma, your mind is thinking all the time. Perhaps, you know, you might think this is the problem, but maybe you are thinking too much, or you might ask yourself, or you might look at it. So notice how your mind is full of thoughts of love, peace, fear, grace, guilt, joy, anger, forgiveness, attack, laughter, work, play, judgment, kindness, isolation, oneness, and so on. In your mind is every thought in the world. And the question is, which thoughts are you identifying with right now? Which thoughts are you choosing to go with? And in the work that I do, one thing I've learned working with thousands of amazing people during regressions, meditations that help them transform through powerful stuff, traumas, phobias, fears, identity crisis, one of the things I've learned is that the ability to basically your mental health is that capacity to choose your thoughts. It comes boiled down to that. And when I say thoughts, I mean your whole being. You know, every part of your body has thoughts. So the ability to choose those thoughts is the difference between pain and freedom. And so a bad hair day does not mean that you have to write a suicide note because you'd know better. You know? So in difficult times, though, perception collapses and you lose sight of your choices. And then fear plays this trick with the mind. Thought appears to take on a life of their own, running up these like one-way streets on you, getting lost in that mental game, hitting a wall. And so I want to tap into today's energy as we head towards a very powerful time with the full moon of Aries. And the time we're in is really a very incredible space. You know, there was once the biblical story of the Israelites being taken out of Egypt. And the Creator, if you read the Bible explicitly, it says God chose to take them out. And the Hebrew words say, HaChodesh hazeh yiyeh lachem rosh kol chadashim. That God tells them that this month, the month of Aries, shall be to you the beginning of all months, because this is the month that I've decided to take you out of bondage. And traditional astrologists talk about how Aries' greatest thing is freedom. They're looking for freedom. And so as we head towards the full moon of Aries, which coincides with the same time of the idea, metaphorically, of freedom, there's something powerful I wanted to talk about that most people might have never noticed. In the Bible, the words for going out of Egypt or taking the Israelites out of Egypt are Yetziat Mitzrayim. And it literally reads Egypt going out of you. It doesn't actually mean going out of Egypt. So the idea metaphorically on a deeper level, as the mysticism teaches, is that it's less about going out of bondage. It's more about being able to let go of the bondage to go out of you. And so really, even though the story might have taken place, however it did, but the deeper definition of it is letting go of that narrow bondage thinking. Because the word Mitzrayim, which actually means Egypt, in the Hebrew language comes from the root word of tsar, which means pain and narrow-mindedness. So it's really a metaphor, going out of Egypt. It's about really going out of your inner spaces of being narrow and creating a wider space. And then there's this ability to see differently. And so as we enter these powerful holidays, almost every country and every religion, every culture right now is celebrating a holiday, whether it's Easter or Passover or Nowruz in Eastern countries. Everyone celebrates something as Aries starts and goes into the full moon. It's pretty incredible, actually. There's some powerful revelation of opening up to humanity. And, you know, spring equinox, it's universal. And so we've got to learn to tap into this full moon of Aries as it comes. Especially at midnight of full moon of Aries, something incredible occurs where there's a reset button in the universe that gets pressed, that as long as you're just in tune with it, you get this free gift of gaining your ability of freedom and letting go of what's been holding you in the shackles of that bondage, that closed gate, letting go of the pain gates. So with that, I'm super excited now to introduce to us all Janet Richmond, whom I've enjoyed listening to some of her talks. And when I met her, I felt intuitively she would be a great match for our talk today, as she's going to be speaking about the higher self, or the higher selves. And I like the way she expresses it. She says higher selves because she talks about the different selves that we have inside us. And so she said to me that she's able to express a lot to us how to connect with the higher self, what are the higher selves, and how to reach inside for their expanded information. And she said the higher selves are not some external beings, but instead they are you at your highest evolutionary soul level, which is very aligned with what I feel and what I teach. So I felt that would be a good match to connect with her energetically and to bring her on the show to teach with us. She said the term higher self and higher selves are used in many modalities because there's this idea of the higher self voice, which Janet calls it, and that her hope is that this show will help you understand better what this energy is all about. Many involved in the idea of the higher selves are still uncertain as to what they are and how to tune into them. Different modalities define the higher self concept in different ways. And so today, Janet will present the fifth dimensional definition. And she'll talk about how when you're working with your higher self, you are literally hearing yourself from your highest vibratory frequency. So let's bring Janet on with no further ado. Janet, can you, how's my voice? Is it clear? Are we able to hear each other?
Very clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Well, I am ready for you. You can start with me with a discussion or continue on from where we were. Tell me more about how, what was your beginnings of as you discovered to, like, you know, manually tap more into or bring out your higher self? How was it for you? You know, those times when you're like, well, how do I tune into this higher self? How did it even begin for you? What was it like for you?
Well, it began a long time ago. It began back in the 80s. I first came to understand the fifth dimensional nature, the fifth dimensional frequency, and the higher selves, dream, inner dream, and what they were. And it was a struggle for me. I was a rock community. I couldn't see anything, hear anything. My awareness was really dense and really hard to connect. And I just worked on it. The person, that I learned from, Joan Culpepper, she was very much the informational spokesperson for the self information. We got a lot of exercises and ways to practice and how to do it. And you know, I just practice because I have the desire. Some people come in and much more easily able to reach that level more quickly, more easily. For me, it was a struggle, but it paid off. It paid off big time. And if I can do it, the energies are much higher now in the universe. Everywhere, it's kind of like wind at the back. So if I started now, or if anybody speaks now, it's going to be a much, much quicker process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, who have a hard time doing it.
Mm-hmm. And so, what are some of the challenges that you had? Like, what was it like?
A big challenge was trusting that I was actually getting information. We are getting it all the time, 24/7. Most of the time, we don't pay attention to it, or we think we're crazy when we get it, or we can't hear. And it took a while for me to actually understand that I was getting this information from a higher level, a fifth dimensional frequency level. And it just was a matter of practice. It was a matter of internal validation in the beginning. I would get some information, and I started sharing it with people in healings I was doing and things like that. And I remember the one now that ought to be close to 10 years ago. I got that she was in a witch in many lives, and there was a whole bunch of, there was a soul scramble involved. It really, there was a lot of shame about it because she was well intentioned. She went into sort of the dark magic kind of situations to help those in that field to raise their understanding and not use it in a negative way, but it was as if she thought, well, if I join them, then I'll have more of a say. They'll listen to me more. But she became totally engrossed in this kind of dark magic, dark, you know, being a I don't know what you call them, whatever is the opposite of white wish. And anyway, I was doing a scene. I do it with my eyes closed, and I feel, oh, my gosh, you know, how is she taking it? And, you know, was the healing going on to help her release the shame and the guilt and the misunderstandings and all of that that she was carrying? And when I opened my eyes and the healing was over, she looked at me and she said, well, you know, I've been a witch, a white witch, since I was 21. You know, she said, I've been to Salem. I've been so involved in the witch community. I can't believe you picked that up. She had stopped doing it, I think, 15 years before I met her, and I barely knew her. I just only knew her through, you know, doing healings on her. So I knew nothing about her. And so it was at that moment that I went, oh, my gosh, I'm going to speak out what I get. I'm definitely doing things. There were other moments before that that were equally eye-opening. And it was just a process of, you know, I kept doing it. I kept working. I kept what I thought was good information. But every once in a while, I go up a step in confidence.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you say that the higher self information comes from an energy stream from this fifth dimensional evolutionary framework. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I want to just explain the word dimension because the higher self, because there's a similar word.
And also, how can we still access this information when we're in the other dimensions or fourth dimension? How can we still access that?
Absolutely, and I'm going to explain that, and there's an exercise I'm going to run for you guys to help you get in that stream. Anyway, the fifth dimension is an evolutionary frequency. If the higher realms are clear, they define all their terms because there's so many similar terms and so many modalities. You don't want anyone to assume or misunderstand based on some other context to learn about the word. So in their framework, it doesn't make this definition wrong. Please understand that. I'm just being clear because I'm talking about this now. The dimension is an evolutionary frequency. So look at the first dimension is actually, according to the higher self definition, the mineral kingdom. Mineral kingdom, actually, every mineral has a soul, and that is a very dense frequency. It doesn't move, it doesn't evolve, but it does. The second dimension is the plant kingdom, less dense. The third is the animal kingdom, again, less dense. And the fourth dimension is the human kingdom. This is evolutionary frequency, okay? You can tell that certainly people are more complex souls. They manifest it at more complexity, a higher evolutionary frequency. It's the same when you move to fifth dimension. That is another dimension. The higher selves happen to call it the inner N-N-E-R planetary kingdom, but it's not, the terms aren't that important. What's important is the concept that you understand that the fifth dimensional frequency is coming from that fifth dimension, that higher evolutionary frequency. And all humans are moving to that fifth dimension to graduate into that fifth dimension. That's where all of the humanities are going. And beyond the fifth dimension, there's the sixth dimension, the seventh dimension, and then it's another big concept to go beyond that. But I just want to make clear that evolution never ends and souls continue to evolve. So we have, here in the human kingdom, we have already had parts of our soul that have evolved into that fifth dimensional frequency. Perhaps we have graduated into the fifth dimension as yet, but we still have access through the aspects of our soul. We have access to that incredible field of energy. And the access, of course, is in. It is not without. Those that graduate to the fifth dimension, there are actual beings that live and exist in the fifth dimension. But the energy stream that is provided from that level is provided from within. It connects with your inner dimensional aspects, and then you have this energy stream. Is that making sense?
Yes. I mean, I think it's going to make a lot more sense for people as you also do your exercise or meditation that you wanted to do eventually as we go through some of the pre-frames. So what would be your approach to someone is just texting. It's sometimes hard to hear her for some reason, and I can hear my voice seems to come across well. Your voice seems to be a little bit sometimes going out. Do you have another way of connect? Are you on the computer or are you on the phone?
I'm on the computer. Would it be better if I turned it up? Does it come across better that way?
It doesn't know. It doesn't have anything to do with volume. But if you want to call in with your phone, just to have a different, thing, we could try that. It could be if your internet goes in and out, sometimes it might be affecting it. So maybe you want to call in with your phone if you want. But I'll ask my question while you're going to call in with the phone. My next question for you is...
Should I end this call or should I...
You don't have to end this call. You don't have to end this call. You can keep it on and just call in with another phone. Either way is fine.
Okay. So what's the next question?
The next question is, because the soul is highly complex, there are aspects of every soul that is part of a greater piece, and we have all access to the fifth dimensional energy stream. This is a whole show. This is a whole piece in itself. So would you be able to delve into this today in our talk, or is this something that might need further, further time to exercise this together?
I'm sorry, but I just called and I got a message from the user, when I called in. Can you just repeat that question? I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Are you tuned into the other? Tuned in with your phone now?
Yeah, I am.
Great. Okay, I'll connect you right now. What's your phone number? Is it the 51602?
Yes.
Okay, I'll connect you right now.
Can you mute me
for something? Because I'm getting a reverberation.
Great. So now I can hear you on the phone, but you got to turn off your computer. Yeah.
I have to turn it off so I disconnect the call?
Well, I hear you pretty well now. I just don't want to hear an echo from your computer. So you might want to... lower the volume on your computer or something,
That's what I'm doing.
Or mute it. So
I
can
hear you
well now. I
turned the volume off of the computer. Okay,
good.
Okay,
great. Your voice seems very clear now. Perfect. So would you be able to do an exercise or an activity right now so that we can experience, so that our listeners can experience more of a connection to their higher self at any capacity? That would be something that either now or in the next few minutes, that would be wonderful, because I think the experience of it is what everyone is looking for.
Yes, I did want to explain one simple thing. First of all, that I want to give an analogy. We're not tuning into an exterior being, which is in some ways the norm, because we're talking to other people outside of ourselves, even when we are bringing in channeling, bringing in information, it's external. So the image or the analogy to this internal stream of energy is like a digital stream. So when a TV station, for example, gives, broadcasts a show, it comes out in digitally, and the TV that you have picks up the digital stream, and then the receiver, the TV, translates it into pictures and sound. So it's very similar to that internal energy stream here. We're going to go into frequency. It is not a channeling. It's moving into the frequency, and basically you're listening to your inner stream. So some TVs are really good at picking it up. They can pick up the very high levels of the digital stream, and they have the high def. Some TVs can't do it very well, and they can't reach that high def. Some TVs can't tune in at all. They're the old-fashioned TVs that can't get it at all. Well, it's with this energy stream, the stream itself is always as pure, always carries the energy, the information at that very high level. We're the receivers, and we sometimes we have a hard time getting the information, interpreting it properly, understanding it well. And this is normal and natural. The more you use it, the more you're going to be able to be that receiver at higher and higher levels of understanding.
What a great analogy. I love that. So you're saying we move into the energy stream. They provide. We move into the energy stream, and is it something we receive from a higher level, according to what you're saying?
Yes, yes. Now, the analogy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you and envision that you, at the mind level, you know, up around the brain, symbolically at the mind level, that you are going to move into this energy stream. And symbolically, I'm just going to have you think of it as being below you, coming from the sort of the center of your beingness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this world, there's an up and a down. I could have the image or the analogy go, the energy stream is coming above you. But I think it works better coming below you. Not doesn't mean it's denser energy. It's still higher frequency. But it's within, and that's what I like about having it. You don't get caught up in thinking that it's external to you by having it go up outside of your head. So I want you to think of, in the exercise, which I'm going to do, I want you to see yourself or imagine that like a funnel between your mind and this deeper spot within, symbolic spot. And that running the stream, it's actually there because we have these fifth dimensional aspects, soul aspects, because we have those, it's there 24/7 and it's actually streaming at us all the time. But just like a TV, if it's off, it's not picking up the stream. And if for us, it's our awareness. So we want to turn on our awareness. So I want you to think of yourself standing in that energy stream, that funnel or that just the stream of energy from deep within, knowing that it's coming from the divine level, and well, coming from the fifth dimensional level. And the exercise is in two parts. One, we have to first amalgamate and give permission for those energies that are carried at the divine level to come in, because we're living in the fourth dimensional free will level, and the fifth dimensional energy streams are from the divine will, and they can't come in and help us without us giving them permission, because they won't trespass. If they did, we'd just be getting this information all the time, and you wouldn't need a little exercise from me, right? So,
right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to first do what I call amalgamate, but it just that, don't worry about the word. It just means to become one with the divine energies, and it uses the focus of attention. You don't have to go somewhere and meditate for an hour to do it. It's literally using the conscious focus of attention. It's the turn-on switch. So we're going to first focus on the pure soul essence we carry, another term, I'm sorry, but it just means the divine energies that each and every soul carries within. And again, it's quiescent. It doesn't do much because it can't just trespass. We have to invite it in. I mean, if it could trespass, none of us would have any issues, right? So we'd have perfect lives.
Yeah.
So we have to focus on it, and it doesn't take but a long time. We just focus on that symbolic light we carry within, and you can visualize it as a symbol. You can, you know, I use spark of light, flame of a candle. Sometimes I use the sun, and just focus on it. That is the purest and most perfect and most potent point of power that each and every soul carries. That's what does the work. If we're doing a healing, now today isn't a healing, but I always become one with and merge with that energy first. And then you spend a few moments, and you can be doing this actually right at the moment, focusing on that higher self energy stream. And so to get used to giving permission, focus on the higher self, inviting them in, inviting the window or the door to open so that you can move that information into your conscious mind. So I can go now to do the exercise itself. Is that good?
Yes, let's start.
Are you sure?
Yes,
okay.
Let's begin.
All right, so I want everyone to quiet your minds for a few moments and really activate the focus of attention, bringing it to the right here and the right now. And just as Shaheen was talking about in the early part, where we have so many thoughts. I want you to let all of those thoughts just go out into the symbolic environment. Any noises you might hear, anything else that could distract you from this focus of attention, just let it go. If you notice down the line that you've lost the focus, you're thinking about something else, just bring it back. And I want everyone to focus first on this divine light. The higher self call it the pure soul essence, but it is the symbolic divine light that each and every one of us carry. And it's everything the originating source was, is, and is becoming. Very powerful, very potent. And I want you to see that light, feel it, sense it, experience it, imagine it, just moving in through and around the totality of who you are, encompassing your body, your mind, your soul, the totality of who you are, and just filling your beingness with this light. And I am seeing very clearly that many of your listeners, and they can be past, present, and future, it is absolutely the light, the various beacons of light that I'm seeing are many, 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 many fold, so that I know that people are tuning in and are focusing on that light. The second part is simply to become one with, again, invite the amalgamation with the higher self that you carry, that fifth dimensional energy stream that you all carry. And I, that adds to the light, that adds to the experience that, and because they are part of you, they are also able to help you in every single way. They are personally who you are. And so they, that energy stream is very personal to each and every individual. Now, I want you to envision, and this was an exercise the higher selves just gave me within the last week or so. It's based on an exercise I got many years ago, but they shifted it to the internal focus. They want everyone to imagine a crystal moving into the center of the stream. So if you have a funnel or something that the stream symbolically is contained within, although there isn't really a container, but it's easier to visualize the container if you are using the crystal symbol. I want each and every one of you to imagine a crystal right in the middle of the stream. So it's flowing up from the deeper levels, and then there's a crystal that you're putting in, and each person will have a different kind of crystal. There is no one right crystal. It is can be a different color. It can be a different shape. It can be anything, but it literally is between the energy stream from below and the energy stream that moves into your conscious mind. Now, this crystal is very, very powerful. It acts in two ways. One, it helps us become attuned to that higher energy stream, because the fourth dimensional human frequency that we are operational at is much denser, not the same high frequency that this lower fifth dimensional stream is. So it helps attune us to be able, allows us to be able to more easily access this stream. It's very powerful. I used it myself before this call a few times because it was brand new. I found it to be, even though I've been doing this for so long, it even expanded my ability to get information. So the second thing it does is that it actually helps as a translator. And wait a minute, I just want to explain the attunement thing. When, for example, a singer gets a song that he or she's going to sing, sometimes the key the song is in is not the best for their range or their voice. And so someone will transpose it into a different key that matches the abilities of the singer. That's what I mean by attunement. The energy with the crystal is being matched more, to make it more easily for the person picking it up to get that information. And the second thing, which I started to talk about, is the fact that it helps translate. Now, the translation function is really important as well, because the fifth dimensional reality, the fifth dimensional concepts, understanding is very, very expanded. And sometimes it's hard to even find words in this reality that can explain these higher concepts. And so what this translating ability of these, again, it's not an actual crystal, it is a symbolic crystal. It's not the crystal itself that carries the energy, it's what's behind what it is accessing and activating. And it's activating this translation ability to put words into our mind to help us find the ways to describe, to giving us images or symbols or concepts in a pictorial way, for example, that makes sense of the information that we get. So it's a very powerful kind of thing. And now I want everyone is in the state of amalgamation. Everyone is in that stream. I see many crystals in place. All you have to do is use the conscious focus of attention to activate those crystals. It isn't anything magical. It's that turn on switch, that conscious focus. And I'm seeing them. And as I said that, I'm seeing even more being put in place. Sometimes it's just confusing when you hear new images and new ideas, and we sit there like, huh? And so that's understandable. We all do that. So I'm just seeing, and I'm having everyone's, because you're all amalgamated, I'm having the higher selves, please help everyone put the crystal in place. And now let's just take a few moments. Ask a question. Ask a question, something that you've been wondering about lately, something you need help with, some direction you want to take, maybe you feel sometimes between a rock and a hard place. See if you can get information from yourselves at the higher levels. Just spend a few moments. Ask the question and read out, perceive. You're now focused. You're paying attention. Allow that information to flow into your mind's eye. And, you know, our tendency is if we get something saying, oh, no, that's nothing. That's just ourselves. That's just me. Oh, no, I'm really crazy. How could that be an answer? And it's that self-doubt that comes up. If I were doing a healing, I would help you release those kind of doubts and worries and concerns. But right now I'm just saying, hey, no hurt, no harm. Bring it in anyway, even if you doubt. Do the best you can. And I'm seeing pictures from a lot of different places, a lot of different individuals actually pulling that energy in. And there are some that are having a harder time. Well, join the club. That's me. And a long time ago, I didn't have the access to this beautiful exercise before. But in any case, I'm glad I went on my struggle journey because it helped me understand others' struggles. But in any case, I am seeing that there's a few people that are having a little bit more difficulty with it. But I don't want anybody to give up, because let's say you want to, you know, you wake up one morning and decide, hey, I want to be a classic pianist. You don't roll out of bed and become a classic pianist that day or that week or 4 months from now. It takes time to practice. And it's a silly analogy, but like everything else, this is a muscle we're not used to operating. We're used to communicating with others, either out of body or with others in body. But to communicate with ourselves at a higher level takes practice. It is more difficult in a way. Some people will get it very easily. In my group, there were a few that just honed in on it, were amazing very early on, but for the most part, they were more like me, much slower. But those who really made the commitment, you know, really did it. So the higher selves are indicating that the exercise is over, so I'm thinking we must not have much more time.
Well, we have more time for you to teach more about the higher selves, or to do more exercises, or see what intuitively comes to you. We have another 15 minutes for that.
Okay.
I do want to
give. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. What did you want to do?
Well, I was just going to say, it's really important for people to understand that every bit of information we get is brought in through the mind of this life. And that funnels through our belief systems, our self-identities, our misunderstandings, our miscommunications, all the discolorations that we have, all the viewpoints, all of that. So when we get information, it's important to understand that not to lock into it, but to understand that's what you're getting for the moment. But maybe tomorrow or the next day, it's going to shift and change. You're going to move into a higher frequency level. You're going to understand it at higher level. The locking in process holds us stuck. It kind of creates a ceiling as, you know, as to what kind of information we can bring in. So allow yourself the freedom to, like what you were talking about, this the Aries energy, the new moon, allowing you the freedom to just continue to tune in to who you are at these deeper, higher frequency levels. Okay, so what was your... I have plenty I can talk about. So you,
yeah, I know. That's you decide. Why I love this, because there's a lot that you could speak about. And so that's why I'm kind of creating a free space to just float and see what comes to you. Because I think a big part of the entire thing is really allowing ourselves, allowance. And I love that you're just free floating and seeing what comes to you and then communicating at a level where it's just channeling and intuitive and dimensional. So I'm totally open to that. And I love that space. Yeah.
Allowing this is really important. The other important thing is to commit to the process. In other words, if you want to get healthy, you decide to go to a gym, you don't go once or twice or five times because you're not going to see the results. You're not going to see the shifts in how you are physically. If you make that commitment in anything, whether it's being a concert pianist or going to the gym, you know, you want to commit, make that self-commitment to you because you are the solution. You are the solution inside. That is the bigger picture. Takes you out of the rock and the hard place.
Yes.
Really helps us expand and move forward. But if you want me to, okay, go ahead.
So I was going to ask you, if someone wants to connect with you more or do some more of these exercises, you know, after they've listened to this conversation that we're having together, what would be the path for that? What gift offer do you have for them that they could benefit from you? And what tools do you have for them?
Well, a lot.
Okay.
First of all, anybody who wants to ask me any questions, I have an email you can access, jvvmrichmond@gmail.com. So it's J as in Janet, V as in Victor, Vic, two Vs, Victor, M as in Mary, Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D, at Gmail. So you can always email me. I'm very open to answering questions. I also have two books. One is called Choices, Neutralizing Your Negative Thoughts and Emotional Blueprints. That was my first book, and it's the healing portion of how you can use the healing, how we can heal ourselves of all that negativity that we carry, how we can release it, neutralize it, and clean out the energetic garbage that we all have, those 25,000 thoughts that we all have. It's a very powerful thing. Both my books are on Amazon. They're on Kindle. The second one is called Soul Psychology, Our Journey Through the Human Kingdom Universe. Really brings you an expanded look at the human soul. It does not get into that fifth dimensional soul aspects. The book itself is pretty long, and so I chose to wait on all of that to do another book, which will be coming up on the journey of the soul in total, not just the human kingdom. Then I'm also on radio. I do the blog talk like you do every week, every Wednesday, and I've been doing it since 2011. And you can find them on the archive blog talk things. I'm also on the podcast for everybody's smartphone. There's a podcast app on the iPhone, You put in higher self voice radio and with Janet Richmond, you get them back to 2014. You can get the earlier shows too by doing something like Janet Richmond and the higher self voice radio. You just change the verbiage a little bit. You get the earlier shows, but those are all free. Mm-hmm. And the Samsung and the Android has it too. It doesn't come automatically on that song. You have to pull it down as a free app called Castbox. I do believe I am on iTunes. I do private sessions for healing. I have meetup groups for any of your group that happen to be local. I'm on the
so people can reach you. You could do private sessions, Skype sessions, and they can also
I do it on
purchase
Skype,
your books.
Telephone, in person. I have clients, you know, all over the globe. So there's no limitation, and so there's a lot of ways. But mainly my purpose is to help everyone learn to do it for themselves, and that's why I put a lot out, and it seems like it's that for you as well, that I have the benefit of learning how to do this for myself. My life has changed 180 degrees so many times since I've been utilizing the healing techniques and, you know, learning more and more on my own from the higher self energies. And anyway. I don't know that
your,
we still have time.
Well, we have time.
Go ahead.
I'll manage that for you. Don't worry. You can just enjoy yourself speaking.
Okay.
What would be your special offer? I know you had offered some kind of a gift session. Can you elaborate more on that, of how people can reach you and enjoy that gift session and get to know you more?
You know, that is such a great idea. It's been a long time since I've been a guest on TV and radio. I really haven't done it much for the last year and a half, so I kind of forgot. Sure, let me do a guest offering. 50% off on a private session. The books I can't really do. I can't offer a gift through Amazon, you know, but the private sessions are $125 an hour. So I always go over an hour, but it would be, I think it's like $62.50 for a private session. So, you know,
that's a great idea. That's a good gift session. Yeah. And can they call you for the first 15 minutes just to have a little consultation with you before they continue into your packages or your service? So you can call Janet.
If they email me, then I will give them my actual phone number, too, and we can have conversations about if they have questions about what exactly is this. I do have a website, but it needs upgrading so badly that I never give it out. But it's really chock full of good information, and it's thehigherselfvoice.com.
Okay, and those are all on the
– No, it's not the higher self. It's higherselfvoice.com. But in any case, I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep interrupting.
So I will have all that information on the Blog Talk Radio. So for those of you listening, you can just look at the link, and many of the information that Janet is giving in terms of how to reach her will be also written on the bottom of the talk show as you listen to the replay. So tell me more about what would be a technique, or like let's say somebody is just really having a difficult day. And they're just like really, really stuck, right? They don't know how to get out of it. They're having like thoughts that's just like really, really, really draining. What would be a little technique that you would teach them to just help them get unstuck, you know?
Well, that's a really fabulous question. They would use
like let's say 5 minutes. You know, they just need to get unstuck and move on.
Five minutes. I can do it in less. I mean, it's less than five. You do the focus on the amalgamation, focused on that pure soul essence energy, that divine energy within, focused on that higher self aspects that you have, that higher selfness of yourself. Bring that focus of attention, activate those. And let's say, you know, you're about to go into a really scary meeting. You think you might be fired, or maybe you're going to be called on the carpet and work, or maybe you're having arguments with your spouse or whatever it is. You just, whatever the anxiety is, or the thoughts or the upset or the guilt or the fears or the shame or the depression, you just let it go into that light that you have created. That's the absolute best way to deal with unwanted thoughts and unwanted emotions is just simply in the moment when you're having them, you go in and, I mean, you don't go in, you just bring in, activate your light and then let them go out of your head. You could become aware, oh, I'm having thoughts of depression. I'm having thoughts of killing myself. I'm having thoughts of whatever. And instead of focusing on it, oh my God, what am I going to do? Analyze it and start to talk to everyone about it. That empowers the thoughts. That makes you stay in that loop. What you want to do is you want to get that loop gone and you just let those thoughts release. You can do it after the fact. Let's say you go through that meeting. You never thought to let go of everything. It's a new practice, a new technique. You never thought of it. Doesn't matter. Half an hour, a day later, you think, oh my gosh, I didn't use that technique, but that was pretty terrible. I never want to go through that again. You can just bring in by focusing that technique of becoming one with those higher divine energies that you carry and everyone carries. We come well equipped, and after the fact say, okay, I want to release those thoughts of anxiety or fear or shame or guilt or depression or agony or despair or suffering, anything. You can let that go into the light after the fact. And in fact, when you do it, because you're in that amalgamated state, you are also letting go of the experiences, the thoughts, the emotions you had in prior lifetimes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to remember what those lifetimes are. It's been hundreds of thousands of lifetimes. We can't possibly know them all. So you are actively releasing all of that stuff, and you're really helping clearing an amazingly dense amount of energetics that we carry from lifetime after lifetime. So it's a really good thing to do it after the fact, too.
So I have a question here sent, texted by Sherry. She says, I've been heavily criticized by my family, and the criticism is stuck in me. Well, how can I get out?
That is such a good question, because criticism and blame is part of the human kingdom. We all have experienced it, and not only have we experienced it, but we take it on and we become our own worst critics. So you just do the same exercise. You let go of whatever it's triggering off. They criticize you. You start to feel like a failure. You feel you're hurt. You're embarrassed. You're ashamed. You feel guilty, you feel less, you know, you feel like you don't meet, depends on what the criticism is. And even if you think of things that isn't specific from your family, trust me, it was the same for me. And it's just you keep letting that go and at the same time let go of the self-criticism, let go of the self-attack, the self-denigration, the lack of self-acceptance and self-love. So you're letting go of both sides, because we've taken on that criticism and it's part of our self-identities. It's part of our patterns. We don't bring in good things for ourselves because what manifests in our outer reality mirrors what we believe about ourselves, all the hurts and the wounds and the distortions and misunderstandings and misinterpretations and all of that, it is mirroring out there. So we have to get rid of our own junk. And that's what you do, is you do that amalgamation and you are ready to go.
Mm-hmm. So,
and it can help. If you read my second book, I have a whole section on that same kind of thing for my mom. It's a powerful piece, and it personalizes my own journey in a way that speaks to other people. And I don't know. It's really doable, is all I'm saying.
Well, thank you very much
sharing
all of the material and preparing to be with us today. We're coming close to the completion of the show. I want to thank you, Janet, for getting yourself ready to share with us at this level, and for also just being available and putting yourself in a space to share it and to want to speak more to our wonderful listeners. I think that just the ability to be able to connect together at this level, at this time, in the middle of the day. You know, like, I think I love that, you know, just to take time to be together in the middle of the day and to tune in to important things like the higher self. The, you know, those of us who make time just to be together by itself makes such an impact, you know. And so that's,
well,
I'm,
I want to thank you,
that.
Shaheen. Really, you have a, do a tremendous service. You bring the word, the help, the healing from so many different people. You you make yourself available, and it's such an opportunity for people like me and for others that you offer the platform. I want to thank you, Shaheen, for all that you do, and I appreciate it just very, very deeply. I truly appreciate the door that you opened for me and that you opened for so many others, not only the guests, but also the listeners. So, and I want to thank the listeners too, because, hey, it's a group effort. We're all in this together, right?
Yes. Thank you. I accept your appreciation and love. That's beautiful. So to complete the show, once again, you can reach Janet. The information will be on the blog in the bottom. I'll be posting, everything is there, but I'll post more information that she's given. I want to read a quote from The Artist's Way. I love that book. And she says, one of the most important tasks in artistic recovery is learning to call things and ourselves by the right names. Most of us have spent years using the wrong names for our behaviors. We've wanted to create and we've been unable to create, and we've called that inability laziness. So, and she said, being blocked and being lazy are two different things. The blocked artist typically expends a great deal of energy, just not visibly. The blocked artist spends energy on self-hatred, on regret, on grief, and on jealousy. The blocked artist spends energy on self-doubt. And I think, like, when we talk about the higher self, and we have another few, like, 1 or 2 minutes, when we talk about the higher self, just the word higher self automatically creates a powerful identification of who we are and that we're not just the physical body. So I like the fact that you just presented the title by itself, because it's life-changing. Just thinking about the words higher self, actually, I like the way you said it, higher self, you know, really being in touch with the variety of self that's there. And, you know, sometimes the title of something by itself is revolutionary and life-changing, just looking at it. You know, sometimes you look at a book.
I want to just say that quote you read from The Artist's Way is really powerful. That is exactly what that how to release the energetics does. It works to release the blocks. She's so right on. And so I appreciate the fact you read that, and the techniques are out there. You know, I gave you a very small technique. If that's all you did, you're going to help shift those energies and move those blocks, the resistance, the walls, the limitations. So anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's so exciting, though, to
that's
be
okay.
talking
okay. Interrupt
about
anytime. It's all about this is your show. So anyway. Great. Then I'm super excited. We're going to I invite everyone to connect with Janet and join me also, everyone, in about at 12:30. We're going to continue with our next show with Masha, who's going to speak to us about the next level of streams of consciousness. So it's going to be awesome. And please join us. And Janet, please join us too, if you can. And I would love to have everyone.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for being on the show. Please feel free to text me any questions or Janet or directly connect with her. And we are here holding you, hugging you, and being with you in this powerful space and time. God bless.